Boston sports fans. Boston sports fans. Where Boston sports fans come first. CBSBostonSports.com.
Dutcher and Rich.
Five, the sports hub. We are Toucher and Rich. Everyone getting very excited for Aerosmith playing down in Austin.
Oh, pop me up if you don't mind, Fred.
All right, you are up.
E to the Z, or Tweedly D, girl.
Absolutely.
39 degrees at 9:04. Sunny skies for Aerosmith.
Hey, Boston!
Adolfo on the way down there.
Will hellfire save matches? F*** a duck and see what hatches.
All right, let's finish up this audio of 60 Minutes. What was it called in here again?
Fans, Rodgers-Fans.
All right, give me a second.
You got that in there. This is last night's 60 Minutes, the thing about Aaron Rodgers, but for like a minute, they focused on how this is the only team that is owned by the fans, and they did this interview with six of the, I guess, the proudest owners, the most famous owners, basically the biggest nerds, the ones with the biggest cheese heads.
The people with
the bedazzled shirts. And
the least amount of conception of how one invests money and makes money.
They couldn't have been more excited. Like, this is their shining moment, finally. And they're holding up these certificates that you have. It's like the stock in the team, which is really not worth anything. But you buy it for like, it's worth $250, they were saying. I don't know where you would sell it or what you would do with it, but it says you're an owner, even though obviously it's not like regular stock. So they're all holding it there. They're bedazzled. They got giant cheese heads, and here's some of the interview.
The Packers fans actually own the team.
Tell me, which one of you is Jerry Jones?
We all are.
Steve, what does your cheese head say?
NFL owner.
Owner's box must be very crowded.
Yes, it's a stadium.
The owner's box must be very crowded, you hicks. You parasites. Don't you realize you're just part of some kind of corporate game?
Owner's box must be very crowded.
Yes, it's a stadium.
72,000 seats big. It's far more than a piece of paper, and that's why I really believe in what Vince Lombardi said, and I have on the top of my wedge, God, Family, Packers.
Fans,
on top of the cheese wedge on your head,
God, Family, Packers. That's what he had on there.
Well, that's you got to put your motto somewhere. Why not on top of
on my wedge
of a wedge of cheese that you paid $50 for that goes directly to the NFL? God, Family, Packers. The Packers, they're like friends you never get to meet and could really care less about you.
Well, Fred, you are not too far off. They're talking about their family, their real families, the people they sit next to in the at the games.
Yeah, that's a little bit more understandable. That's a little community. You've had those tickets for long enough, it becomes part of your routine. That's nice. My dad made an awful lot of good friends when he had Steelers season tickets.
The fans, the owners, shovel snow to find their seats. Beatrice Froelich told us that she's missed one game since 1957. Her boss needed her that one and only Sunday. Nothing else has ever kept her away.
My husband died on a Saturday, and I went to the game on Sunday.
Your boss was more important than your dead husband?
No, maybe she wanted to forget about the dead husband. Maybe she wanted to take her mind off of things. It's part of her routine. Who are you to judge her? Who are you to judge? Maybe that's what gives her a slice of happiness after a traumatic event. Please. Walk a mile in another woman's shoes. I have.
Hey there, Aaron Rodgers.
Hey there. All right. Now, Keller works for the company, CBS. This is John Keller.
No, this is a Keller at large. Get it by his, like, scoops name. Come on.
Isn't his name John Keller?
Yes. But he's Keller at large. Come on. It's like calling him Bruce. It's like calling Batman Bruce Wayne. He's Batman. That's what he should be known as. Yeah.
He's citizen at large, Keller.
Right, and right now he's licking his chops because not only is there a major election politics, but there is something to get fired up about. Outrage in the town. There's a little rock and/or roll band that might be holding up traffic. And possibly completely ruining people's commutes, and Keller at large, the Monopoly guy, has a little something to say about this.
Even if you don't especially care for their music, if you're from around here, you got to show some love for Aerosmith, the 42-year-old Boston band that is one of our area's most enduring contributions to rock and roll. I'm more of a jazz and soul guy myself, but I always liked Aerosmith and even defended Steven Tyler from critics of his, shall we say, unique rendition of the national anthem down at Foxborough a while back. So, believe me, it's with no offense meant to the band.
Believe me, I'm a hip cat. I'm down with what the kids like.
Oh, my God.
Suddenly, I feel...
I'm more into jazz and soul.
Suddenly,
these people are nuts.
Something you can really screw to.
Whoa!
I feel awesomely cool right now.
Down at Foxborough a while back.
Something to get a lady in the mood, if you know what I'm saying.
These people are nuts.
What?
It's with no offense meant to the band when I say that the closure of a 7-block stretch of Comm Ave in Alston for 8 hours today so Aerosmith can perform a brief outdoor concert to promote their new album is an amazingly bad decision.
Well, I agree. I don't think that they should shut down that road for that long.
Fred, it's not to promote the new album. It's for get out and vote! Remember to vote whenever that happens! Hey, wow, what a coincidence that the voting is going to happen right before our new album comes out. Get out and vote.
Plant a tree. It's almost the day we're supposed to plant trees. Don't mind our new album is here, too.
It's like when Rock Against Drugs came out. You could tell all of those people did it because their heart was in it. They really wanted you to stay away from drugs. It wasn't because they were going to go to jail otherwise.
Or their manager was going to get caught
if they didn't do these
trafficking
PSAs.
Drugs. Right.
Right. Get out and vote for something.
Go out there and vote. And do that with your credit card.
These people are nuts.
Let him Newberry comic.
If you left your car parked on or near that stretch last night, from which it has probably now been towed, or couldn't catch the green line through there because service was suspended, if you were or are stuck in gridlock traffic as a result, or if you find your business impeded by the mess, you are likely with me on this. A spokesperson for Mayor Menino says the event creates, quote, excitement for the city. But really, you mean to say this thing had to happen in front of an apartment building the band once lived in, rather than any of the city's many concert venues where this event could take place without all that disruption? A bad move, reflecting surprisingly misplaced priorities. And coming on the heels of New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg's incomprehensible decision, only reversed after severe public outcry, to go ahead with the New York City Marathon, even though it would have diverted resources away from the city's hurricane victims, I wonder, what gets into politicians?
That is a little bit of a reach.
What gets into politicians' mind? How about the sweltering heat of a song recorded 35 years ago?
E to the Z, utwili di.
Is he comparing the marathon in New York to Aerosmith playing for a couple hours?
He's just talking about fat cats and what they think in Washington. Bunch of fat cat ideals.
Oh, my God.
Not thinking right. That's the problem. Too many bureaucrats.
Let's say a rocket for Arbor Day.
Everybody, it's Flag Day, and our flag is of our new album. Songs you've never heard and will never want to hear live.
This song is called Bathroom Break.
This song is called Please Stop Playing It.
Who's ready to hear something that you don't want to hear? This song is called Three Songs Before Sweet Emotion.
This song is called Desmond Child Songs That They Were Left Around That No One Wanted In The Last 20 Years. This was originally picked for Stevie Nicks. Hey, Hart, you gonna use that Desmond Child song? I'll take it. There was a time when I was sad because the loving had stopped, but now the loving has stopped and I'm sad. You know?
To make them mess up their priorities so badly. High-profile sports events and concerts are crucial to a city's image and economy.
She's got messed up priorities in a butt to boot.
We didn't give a whoa, whoa.
She's got mixed up. That's pretty good, Keller. She's got mixed up priorities in a big giant butt. love her. We are going down in an elevator.
Get that. But sometimes regular folks have to come before celebrities and headlines. I don't doubt that Menino and Bloomberg know that. Even more curious that in these cases, they seem to forget it. Thank you.
Oh, she just hits with a thank you. What the hell is he talking about?
She's got two cantaloupes and I got a banana. Whoa! We're eating fruit.
I still don't understand what this song's about.
It's about a guy who looks like Rick Rubin, but was wearing a wedding veil. Is that in the video?
Like, is the genesis of this? I know he said it's about Vince Neil, but the genesis is like...
It's about Vince Neil?
Yeah, they've said that. Like, but is it the idea that, like, Steven's out on the beach or something, or like roller skating in Venice, and he sees this, like, this derriere with all the fixins walking away, and he's like, I gotta say hello, and then this guy turns around and he's got a mustache.
Oh, no.
Whoopsie doopsie doo. You had long hair and a nice rump.
What happened to that Thanksgiving commercial? The one where it had that in the background, he's like, oh. He's like singing with a turkey.
That was to sell albums too.
Did Desmond Child write this? I'll do whatever he does. Oh, here it is. Here it is. This is the greatest commercial of all time for anything ever.
Hey, this is Steven Tyler, and every year during Thanksgiving week, do look like a turkey. Baby, pass the gravy. Do look like a turkey. You can win a dinner with me during Thanksgiving week, thanks to WBCN and Strawberries. All you got to do is bring a can of food to any Strawberries Records and Tapes location. Then we'll donate it all to the Boston Food Bank. WBCN will choose five winners, each with a guest, to pass the gravy, baby, and to get down and jam with the candied yams. Ow! At Michael's Waterfront Restaurant on Atlantic Avenue. The place with after dinner.
None of these places are here anymore.
It shows you the power of advertising.
Come on, feed the needy. And win a dinner with me, Steven Tyler.
I'm not going to show up.
Food at Strawberries today. And
I simply have forgotten.
From all of us in Aerosmith and everybody at The Rock, WBCN.
That's pretty fantastic.
That is great.
This is Steven Tyler, and you listen to Teacher and Rich.
Yes, you are.
She had two boobs and a turkey neck, and I fell head over heels in love in the gravy. Gobble, gobble. That's our Thanksgiving jam.
All right. We'll find out how Adolfo is going out there. If anyone has had any problems due to this Aerosmith show, give us a call, 617-779-0985.
It doesn't look like anyone's out there. Every time I see it on TV.
Well, Wogshead's going to be out there, all the better for visibility purposes. 617-779-0985.
Tusher and Rich, 98.5. The Sports Hub. Days 10 till 2. Fresh and Zola.
Let's get a little more into Aqib Talib. He was the defensive backs coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Jimmy Lake.
The one negative, obviously, is his checkered path. You know, the worst thing got involved with was he was protecting his sister. So if you really look into the details of some of the things that he's gotten into, you can look past a big portion of it. Now, I believe that's what Coach Belichick did. Aqib Talib, he is a good person. He's going to be a great teammate.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Who doesn't love the show Pawn Stars? We're all big fans in here. American Pickers, another great show. The History Channel is making some great shows nowadays. And what if you took two of those shows, combined them, and brought them to one of the biggest parties on the planet? Sturgis. Well, that's what the History Channel is doing starting tonight at 9 o'clock. Two of your favorite shows coming together for one monster event. The cast of American Pickers and Pawn Stars, with guest appearance by Rick Dale and Danny the Count, will converge on Sturgis, America's greatest motorcycle rally. A whole lot of machismo there. Tune in and watch to enter the crossover sweepstakes for a chance to win a trip and a $25,000 shopping spree to either the Gold and Silver Pawn Shop, Antique Archaeology, Rick's Restorations, or Counts Customs. You got to go to history.com/crossover for more info. That's history.com/crossover, and you could win. But you're winning already tonight, because beginning tonight at 9 o'clock on the History Channel, American Pickers, Pawn Stars, together going to the biggest party on the planet with motorcycles, Sturgis.
Nobody has more tickets to New England football than Higgs Tickets. Enter the promo code New England at HiggsTickets.com and receive 10% off instantly. That's HIGSTickets.com.
Do you ever feel like you've hit a roadblock when marketing your small business? Constant Contact helps you to cross that barrier with easy-to-use tools that grow your business. From emails to events, local deals to social media promotions. Learn which product is right for you at ConstantContact.com.
Hey, it's Tony Mazin. Have you noticed how confusing it's become to watch TV? You got all those channels, all those remotes, and now you have all these online ways to watch TV that nobody can understand. Well, I'm about to make things a lot simpler for you. It's the new Slingbox. With the new Slingbox, everything you can watch in your living room, you can now watch in high def wherever you are. On your smartphone, tablet, laptop. I'll say all that again. If you can watch it in your living room, you can watch it in China or Cleveland or your backyard in HD. So if it's Sunday afternoon and you want to watch the game, but you're in Orlando, you take out your phone and you watch the game live and in high def. All you need is an internet signal. You can even watch and control your DVR just like you do at home. And if you get the new Slingbox now, you can get the Slingbox apps for half price. Check it out at Best Buy or Amazon or at slingbox.com. Get the new Slingbox and get unconfused.
All right, McDonald's time.
Thanks for buying. Wait, did you get a hot and spicy McChicken?
Yeah, baby, why?
So it's like that, huh?
Wait, huh?
You're so manly.
Oh, no, girl, see, now it's not super spicy. It's just a little...
Oh, no, girl, it doesn't faze me. Please.
But wait, where you going? Call me?
Don't get it twisted. McDonald's new $1 hot and spicy McChicken has the perfect balance of flavor and heat. The simple joy of more flavor. Now on the dollar menu for a limited time. Price and participation may vary a la carte.
Let's be awesome today, guys.
He's that guy.
My job? Love it!
You know, that coworker who's always a little too chipper.
Happy, happy Wednesday!
He's all happied up on McDonald's coffee and bakery items, like the new blueberry lemon bread, flaky cheese Danish, and mini vanilla scones.
Who's hungry?
But as they say, if you can't beat them, join them. Right now, get a Newman's Own Organics hot coffee and banana bread for just $2.59. The simple joy of spreading joy.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba! Right, guys?
Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Some Bay Staters can be, well, just a little aggressive behind the wheel. They often peel out the second a light turns green. When they change lanes, they tend to do it four at a time. And they're more likely to use their horn than their directional. But not all Bay Staters drive this way. Some are anything but aggressive. And at Allstate, they'd like to reward those drivers. That's why safe drivers save 45% or more on car insurance with Allstate. That's right, 45% or more. So next time you see three cars run the same red light, remember, it pays to drive safely. Aggressive savings for safe drivers. It's another reason you're in good hands with Allstate.
Now Allstate has more ways to save just for Massachusetts, like a bigger early signing discount. To get a quote, call an Allstate agent today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
Let an Allstate agent help you save. Are you in good hands?
Visit the Empire State Building and experience breathtaking views of the city from their world-famous observatories. Go after dark and take in the night lights with less wait time to the top. See the real magic of New York and buy your ticket today at esbnyc.com. Open daily until 2 a.m.
ABX 2012, home to the largest marketplace for New England's design and construction industry, is coming to Boston November 14th through the 16th at the Boston Convention and Exposition Center. Visit abexpo.com to register today.
Now, here's the 98.5 Sports Hub headline.
The Patriots are on their bye week. They had yesterday off. They will play Buffalo this coming Sunday in Foxborough. The Bills fell to 3-5 yesterday. They lost to Houston 21-9. Miami is now 4-4 after blowing a chance to tie the Patriots atop the division, care of a 23-20 loss to Indianapolis. Chicago ripped through Tennessee 51-20. Head coach Lovie Smith saw his defense force five turnovers, and that includes four forced fumbles by Charles Tillman.
For a coach to be able to watch a special trait that he has, a special, you know, just ability to knock the ball out as hard. And he kind of set the tone for our football team right away.
Also 8-0 Atlanta beat Dallas 19-13. Suspended New Orleans head coach Sean Payton reportedly has had his contract extension voided within the last year, and that would make him available to sign with anyone after the season is over. And the NHL and the union will reportedly meet tomorrow as the lockout continues. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by Residential Mortgage Services. Mortgage rates have hit all-time lows. Call Brian Cavanaugh today at 855-GO-RMS-LOAN. I'm John Wallach at Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update in 20 minutes.
It's the Toucher and Rich Show, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. Aerosmith going to perform at noon over there in Allston on Commonwealth Avenue. 39 degrees at 923.
Give me something that rocks a little more than this.
No, this is my... This is my... When I really give people the moment. Oh, yeah. Sing it with me.
They're going to postpone the concert till Thursday so we can all watch Steven Tyler trying to snort the snow. It's raining cocaine!
What is this?
Is this Aerosmith?
A song called One Way Street? Honking on Bobo?
Is this from Honking on a Bobo?
Skip a dop a G-bop, skip bop. I don't know how to play no instruments. Woo! By the bee, I'm participating even at my singing.
Here, let's go a little, I got it. That's better.
Mama Kid was this transsexual prostitute I used to go to.
Covering a Guns N' Roses song.
I still keep in touch with Mama Kid.
All right, so you played that commercial.
Yeah, the one where you can win dinner with Steven Tyler and Aerosmith, have a turkey dinner.
Russ has claims to have won that dinner. Did you really win that dinner, Russ?
Absolutely.
Really? Now, where did you... Was Steven Tyler on time for the dinner?
No, actually, the funny part was they actually had us all in the room early, and they were all serving cocktails before the dinner. Now...
Well, we're not
you sound like you got a good
this.
Story,
That's
Russ. We need a better phone.
We need you to call back. All right. Our own Adolfo Gonzalez, people are worried. You heard Keller at large raging against the machine that was the Fat Cats in the mayor's office.
These people are nuts.
Allowing this thing to go on. They're shutting down all these roads. Is it a pain in the ass to get around? Let's find Adolfo Gonzalez. Adolfo left here. I'd say 45 minutes ago.
Yeah, it's about right. About 40 minutes ago.
Adolfo, where are you, sir?
I'm right in the front of the stage right now. Like, I'm looking at 1325 Commonwealth Ave.
Okay. Wow. Wait, now, you are the first person directly in front of the stage?
Well, there's maybe a couple rows of people in front of me. But, yeah, I can see the stage, as clear as day.
No, I know, but... How far away are you from the stage, Adolfo?
Like 30 feet.
Are you... Okay, you're directly in front. You're not to the left. You're not to the right.
No, dead center.
Okay. Are people respecting the Wallach head?
So far, yes. It hasn't been trampled on, because right now the police is telling us to move back in order to make room for the medium.
Okay. The media. Okay.
Median.
Whatever. The barricade.
Okay, the median.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so Adolfo, now, these are the things that you have to tell Adolfo sometimes. You understand that when they're on stage, you hold up the Wallach head, right? You don't put it down by your feet.
I understand that, yes.
Okay.
Right now, they're just getting ready. There's nothing happening.
Okay. Adolfo, I will give you $50 if you get Steven Tyler to say something about the Wallach head.
I'll see what I can do.
That's lowballing it. I'll give you $55 if you can get Steven Tyler to say something about the Wallach head.
See what I can do.
I'll give you $100 if they hold the Wallach head up on stage.
Oh.
See what I can do.
I'll give you $99 if Steven Tyler pretends to make love to the Wallach head.
I'll see what I can do.
Okay.
I will give you $115 if he takes it down to some foreign land and tries to marry the Wallach head.
I think that's legal in France. Sure.
All right, how many people are out there right now?
Right now, it's a row of people stretched, probably a good couple blocks right now.
Like, how many people?
Like, I'm guessing 300, maybe.
Do you think it's going to be disappointing? Do you think ultimately there won't be that many people to watch Aerosmith?
I think there's going to be a lot of people. Judging on the people who've been waiting this long? People have been waiting here since 6 a.m.
Okay, is there somebody there who's like Aerosmith guy? Like he's just got decked out in Aerosmith jean jacket, Aerosmith patches. Is a guy who looks like he slept there last week?
No, but there's someone with a beanie hat on that says Aerosmith with a denim jacket on.
Well, we might need to talk to that guy.
Hang on, I need to get. Can you tap that person on the shoulder there? Hello, hi.
Ma'am, I'm with CBS Radio. I'm on the phone with the radio station right now. Would you mind talking to the show? Are you all set?
They don't like to rock.
Oh, yeah, that's hardly rocking. You get a chance to talk to the radio show. There ain't nothing rocking about that. All right,
would
Adolfo.
You like to talk to our show? Wait, hang on. I got someone who wants to talk. Do you want to talk to him? Hello?
Tell them they're on the radio.
All right. Yeah, you're on the radio.
Okay.
All right, goodbye, though, folks. I didn't think that was going to go very well.
No. As long as the head, I'm telling you, you have to tell him things like hold it up while they're playing. You literally have to tell him that.
And now, is it going to be live on TV?
It's going to be on, like, some Xfinity channel. It doesn't matter.
It used to be HDNet.
HDNet.
Is that Mark Cuban's channel,
That's
Rich?
Cuban's thing, yeah.
Now it's called...
The Drinking Made Easy channel?
AXS or AXIS.
I think it's the Drinking Made Easy channel.
It is. And the one with Audience Network?
And it's on their website as well.
No, it's the HDNet. It's one with Art Mann Presents, which is a great show, too.
All right, do you think that he'll have the head up?
Boy.
Because they don't go on for 2.5 hours, and he's going to be pretty steamed.
Fred, do you remember that video that I posted of him outside of Fenway during the Bobby Valentine thing?
Yes.
During the one live shot where two cameras were on him, he had the sign on his head facing towards the sky.
Protect himself from the rain, Rich.
Not even that. Not even that.
Well, the good news is maybe there'll be a big crowd at the comic book store not too far from there. Maybe you can get a new What's in Your Stack for us.
Oh, that's right.
No, wait. After the concert is over, do you think he will forget to bring the head back and take it home with him? He can take it home with him as long as he doesn't lose it and he brings it back here. I don't care where the head sleeps.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
The head has no feelings or emotions. It's just a big picture of your head.
Mm-hmm.
Where how good it is.
I wonder if he's going to have the right mind to anytime there's a live news shot to get it on the news, too.
Oh, my friend, there is not a doubt he won't. No, that Wallach head might as well just sat right here. At least Adolfo gets to see a concert. Russ, we had you on earlier. You won that BCN Thanksgiving thing with Aerosmith, huh?
Yeah, sorry about that, guys. I lost you. But yeah, I did, actually. I was working for Strawberry's Records, my first real job. And they just happened to give a couple of tickets to the employees as well. And again, early in the whole night, we're all in there, all the Strawberry's employees and winners, and they're serving cocktails. And again, guys, remember, this is their first go-around with rehab. So all of a sudden, this army of waitresses came in and literally took the cocktails out of our hands and just took them away. And boom, there comes Aerosmith coming in the room, and we're all like, you know, hey, what the hell?
Yeah, get out of here and bring back my cocktails.
But, you know, being a fanboy was very cool. It was all the members except for Joey Kramer. And I also had sort of a funny incident where we were in a back room, and it was all sort of locked off to the public. And but the restrooms were outside, so every time you went through these double doors, there'd be, like, you know, 100 flashes of cameras, and everybody would go, aw, because... obviously, you weren't a member of Aerosmith.
Well, that was still when, like, hot chicks hung out backstage. That was still when, like, hot girls wanted to sleep with bands.
Oh, my God. That was prime. If that was the Dude Looks Like a Lady era, was that, 87?
Dude Looks Like a Lady is, like, 86.
Yeah. It might have even been 86, because that was the first real Aerosmith single after the rebirth with Walk This Way, was Dude Looks Like a Lady.
People are saying the fans will destroy the head. The fans of whom? If you're a Toucher and Rich fan, you destroy that head. I'm no fan of yours.
Yeah, the Aerosmith fans, no. They're a docile bunch.
Aerosmith fans are probably just happy they've saved this. Man, I've been saving this roach since 1972. I'm going to have the worst headache.
It's amazing to me that Aerosmith, as big as they have been in the past, and I guess they're still pretty big around here, they're only... you know, Adolfo's third row center with only 2.5 hours to go.
They're big everywhere. I mean, it's not just around here. They're huge everywhere.
It's not a
Jay Giles fan situation where
I know.
You literally go anywhere outside of Boston and nobody
cares. Shocking that you would go there during this conversation.
No. But I'm just trying to paint a picture
for you. Did you think there'd be more people there? Adolfo just wanders over and he's third row center?
It sounds like it's just a pain in the ass to get to.
They're doing Peter Wolf Day, you know. It's just lunchtime at Bennigan's. They're going to pull it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
By the way, Adolfo...
Hello, Bennigan's. This is Peter Wolf.
What would you like with your fries?
I'm so tired.
A little salt?
All right, here we go. I call this one Applebee's Jam or whatever. Give me money. Freeze frame that picture of those jalapeno wings.
The toughest guy, he just tweeted a picture called it's his dead center, and I clicked on it. I can't see anything stage-wise. Look at this. It looks like he's dead center in front of a street and a pole and then another group of people.
I never said I was in front of the stage. I said I was in front of a stage.
I mean,
I don't know.
I don't know what he's dead center in front of. Maybe that's the... I don't see a stage. I don't see a flatbed truck.
I'm in front of my Game Boy console. Playing that Death Warriors Code or whatever the hell it's called.
Death Warriors Code?
I don't... Assassin's Creed!
What'd you do this weekend?
I played a lot of Assassin's Creed.
All right. Our program director just tweeted the early scene outside that there's more police than fans at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give it up to the fuzz. Always ruining our good times. Just trying to chill with the band, you guys.
There's nobody there.
Going to get an Eddie Van Halen guitar tattoo.
How funny is that going to look on TV?
They take the stage, and there are about 300 people there waiting.
You know what that means? That means they're going to have to close up on Adolfo and those people because they're going to have to zoom in on a crowd.
Right.
Like,
right.
You know, when they film those movies to look like a full stadium, but they only have like 30 people, you see the same 30 people over and over, the head is going to get a ton of airtime today, John Wallach.
All right. We will be right back with the stack, and here is Boomer Esiason with all his thoughts on Sunday's NFL action.
This is Boomer Esiason with a CBS Sports Minute. As the 253rd player drafted, Northern Illinois quarterback Chandler Harnisch was dubbed Mr. Irrelevant. After being inactive for the Colts' first five games, Harnisch was told that he was being waived and signed to the practice squad. Now, what was surprising is that the call came from a hospital room from head coach Chuck Pagano, who was being treated for leukemia. It makes you feel like you're important, said Harnisch. You're wanted on this team. In other words, no longer irrelevant. Chuck Pagano is a class act, and it's clear that his players have responded to him and his condition. Pagano yesterday visited the locker room, where he told his team that he wants to see two more daughters get married and dance at their weddings and to hoist the Lombardi Trophy several times. How could you not root for Chuck Pagano? I'm Boomer Esiason.
If you're heading out for the holidays, make sure your battery will get you home safely. Come into AutoZone for a free battery test today. And only AutoZone carries proven tough Duralast batteries if you're due for a new one. They're built with patented technology so you get reliable starts in any weather. Don't take a chance on getting stranded this holiday. Make it to your destination worry-free with battery help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
This is Terry Bradshaw. I've won a lot of games by 1 point, so I know the value of an extra point. My friends in Ferguson are fond of extra points, too. Ferguson's been the leader for plumbing and HVAC supply since 1953, so you always get what you need fast.
Touchdown!
And now when pros order online with Ferguson, you'll get Pro Plus Rewards points. Use these points to get stuff like sports gear, gadgets, and more. Check out Pro Plus at Ferguson.com and tell them Terry sent you.
This is Barry Steinberg from Direct Car and Auto Service, and I am proud to be celebrating our 38th year in business and bringing the best service to Boston area drivers. If you've been told your brakes are in need of replacement, Direct Tire and Auto Service is the best place to have this work performed. Best quality parts, most highly qualified technicians, and the very best pricing anywhere. We will not be undersold on any brake repair. Call us at 1-800-TIRE-PRO and ask us about our special pricing on brakes. Direct Tire and Auto Service, Watertown, Norwood, Peabody, and Natick.
This is your Quicken Loans race report. Number 48, Jimmy Johnson, wins two in a row with his victory at the Texas AAA 500 Sprint Cup Series race. He's the first driver to win two in a row from the pole since Jeff Gordon in 07. Johnson also led the most laps and extended his lead to 7 points over Keselowski. And this marks the 700th career victory for Chevrolet. How would you like to say goodbye to your mortgage for an entire year? Yep, goodbye, ta-ta, see you later. It could happen if you're one of the five lucky winners in the Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. Just think, no mortgage payments for a whole year. Just go to QLSkipAYear.com to enter. That's QLSkipAYear.com. The Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. One more way. Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C. 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Sweepstakes ends 11-18-12. For official rules and complete details, visit QLSkipAYear.com. Sponsor Quicken Loans Incorporated. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Quicken Loans Incorporated. Mortgage lender. License number ML3030.
but weighs nearly 13 million tons and is a major factor in sports. It's not the offensive line on your home team. It's the amount of recyclable material Waste Management collected last year. Now they want to score for a bigger team, America. Waste Management will donate $5 to your local Keep America Beautiful chapter for every new recycling customer who signs up before America Recycles Day on November 15th. Go to wm.com/recycles for more details. wm.com/recycles. Restrictions apply.
I want to give you a world that's free from
Boston Children's Hospital. From a simple treatment to the most complex procedure, no other pediatric hospital in the nation is ranked higher. And with locations in Lexington, Peabody, and Waltham, the same world-renowned doctors you'd see in Boston now come to you in your community. Learn more at bostonchildrens.org/until.
Until every child is.
You can count on the 99 restaurants for 9 real-size entrees for just $9.99, like the new grilled cider Dijon chicken, crispy New England fried shrimp, and delicious bruschetta chicken. The 99, where you'll always find a great meal and a great deal.
Need a temporary accounting pro who can take names and kick numbers? You need Bob from Accountemps. Learn more at findyourbob.com. Accountemps, a Robert Half company.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? If you have dark circles under your eyes, bags, or puffiness, we're looking for you. Because right now, we're offering a risk-free trial of a fast-acting eye cream to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls now can try a risk-free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. We only have a limited supply of risk-free jars, so don't wait. For details, just call 1-800-865-1849. Lumitone makes dark circles less visible in seconds. Watch your dark circles fade from view like magic. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. This risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for details on this Lumitone risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-865-1849. That's 1-800-865-1849. 1-800-865-1849.
This is a public service announcement from 98.5, the Sports Hub.
According to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, at least 70% of people over the age of 65 will require long-term care services, many of which are not covered by health insurance. Visit 3and4needmore.com to educate yourself about long-term care.
Here's a gift for you from Eye Care Specialists. Call today and get $2,000 off your LASIK surgery. That's today only at 1-877-62-LASIK.
Now, here's the 98.5 Sports Hub headline.
Patriots players off this past weekend. They're on their bye week. They're 5-3. They'll play Buffalo Sunday. Bills lost to Houston yesterday 21-9. They are 3-5. The NHL and the Players Union will reportedly meet tomorrow after some progress was made over the weekend. Celtics are off tonight, and tomorrow night they'll play the Washington Wizards at TD Garden on Wednesday. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by the Scoreboard Sports Bar and Grill. Head there this weekend to see local cover bands. Exit 35 off 95 in Woburn. I'm John Wallach in Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update in 20 minutes.
Toucher and Rich. Toucher and Rich.
Toucher and Rich present The Stack on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. 42 degrees at 941, 617-779-0985.
A little sexy, raspy voice going on there, Kathleen Turner.
I think that everyone's getting a little something right now. Everyone's got a little rasp to their game right now. What did we not get to?
Well, first of all, this past Friday, I know it hurts to say it, but the Heat got their ass kicked by the New York Knicks, of all people. And when there was garbage time, the crowd started going, sheed, 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 sheed. They put in Rasheed Wallace. What does he do? Boom, hits a three. And, of course, the Knicks blow out the Miami Heat. That's not before, of course, the Miami Heat end up beating the Denver Nuggets, I believe it was, with a last-second Ray Allen four-point play. Fouled on a three-point shot, which, of course, sucks. But nonetheless, Rasheed Wallace afterwards sat and talked to the media, and he was talking about his role on the team, and he says, quote, "I accept my Brian Scalabrine role. I am cool with it." So he now has called himself the one, the only Brian Scalabrine, apparently referring to himself as the human victory cigar, much like Brian Scalabrine used to be.
It's good that he came back to play. It's really handling his legacy with a lot of dignity.
Well, you know, he's making a little bit of money.
Sure. Yeah.
He's now the new Brian Scalabrine.
Took a year off. Now he's back. He can barely play. He comes in when there's literally no time, when there's like almost literally no time remaining in a situation that they could not possibly lose or win in. And he just goes out and he shoots a meaningless basket. And why not? At no point was he considered any good. At North Carolina, he was terrible. Of course, I'm being sarcastic. Rasheed Wallace was great. And now this is what it is. But if that's the way you want to go out, that's fine. And Brian Scalabrine made a ton of money, too.
You know what?
I wish they'd pay me to stay in fancy hotels and not have to do anything.
He made $4 million a year for 4 years. Was that his contract with the Celtics?
I think it was more than that.
I thought it was a $16 million contract for 4 years.
I'll check it out.
But I might be wrong about that. You know what's overblown are Twitter wars, Twitter beefs? That's why when this weekend there was one between 50 Cent and Floyd Mayweather, it absolutely delivered. Now, these two guys have been friends for a long time. You've seen the vomit-inducing 24/7 stuff that they did with the two of them, where they're talking on their phones with the stacks of money. Well, I guess as of late, Floyd Mayweather has hired 50 Cent to help do some managing for him. Well, something happened this weekend which made both of them go off on each other on Twitter. Starting with this, Floyd Mayweather has a picture of 50 Cent. It says, a male boxing groupie. Hold my belts because your album sales have declined. And it shows a chart.
He actually had a graph made up of the decline of his album sales.
And then it says, F-boy, you look cute in that jacket. And it's 50 Cent wearing a Floyd Mayweather jacket. And then it's got a picture of 50 Cent. It says, I respect the shooter, not the one who got shot. And one of the best is a picture of 50 Cent holding big stacks of cash with Floyd Mayweather behind it. It says, hold my money, F-boy.
Now, is Mayweather insinuating that there was a relationship between the two, a physical relationship?
Well, by calling him F-boy, you would think so.
It's certainly gotten very, like, ex-girlfriend-esque.
Oh, I mean, it keeps going. He tweets out, Wayne, Kanye, Ross, and Drake running the rap world. Men lie, women lie, numbers don't lie. And then he says, please help this boy. And it's a picture of, once again, a chart that he has made of the sales of 50 Cent's records as opposed to all of those other rappers who are going up. And then at the same time, you've got 50 Cent who is replying. And he says, he called me mad because something I said about domestic violence. He just wants to be in music. Ever hear him rap? LOL. He texting really tripping over the domestic violence tweet. It's true, everybody know he already did time for it. So I guess that's what tipped him off, was that he was tweeting something about how he, you know, beat his wife, which he did, if I'm not mistaken. Didn't he, like, go to jail? Now his wife is girlfriend at the time?
Yes.
Or the mother of his kids?
He's been all kinds of hot water.
So the two of them have been going at it. I just, like, hold my money, F-boy.
We saw the Toasters at Johnny D's, the ska band The Toasters, who played my wedding. And, the lineup changes. It was at Johnny D's. It's like a restaurant. But you know what happens is that you go there and you start having drinks, and then they go, will you introduce the band? Would you introduce the band?
They knew who you were?
Bucket?
Oh, it was Bucket who asked you. Okay, yeah, the Johnny D's people. Okay,
No, the Johnny D's people probably had no idea who I was. But I was promoting it on Twitter. I wanted Bucket to have make some money and all this stuff. And there's nothing worse than having to introduce a band when you know no one in the crowd knows who you are. You've had a few drinks. Just want to enjoy the concert like everyone else. I don't need that.
Yeah.
And then Stephanie had all these points, so we stayed at the hotel. And when we got back to the hotel, it's like 1 in the morning. It's probably 1,000 people. What's the place? It's like a jail. It used to be a jail.
Oh, Liberty Hotel. That place
Liberty
is awesome.
Hotel. It's like 1,000 people, and I'm seeing.
Oh, it's the biggest nightclub in the city. Like, you can't get into any of the restaurants, the bars. Like, after about 10 o'clock on a Friday or Saturday night, it is
a lot of buzzer beaters going on. I think all the talent had been swept away by that point, but there was a lot of buzzer beaters still to be had. And I ordered. I said, okay, let's get breakfast delivered to the room, like breakfast in bed. And we got it in. And then I was so offended by the price and that we had ate in the bed. I said, no bone zone.
You didn't even get in the bone zone after all that?
Interesting.
If you wake up and your wife goes, wow, my head really hurts. That's a sign that they don't want to have
sex.
That's
a preemptive strike. Sure.
Right. So I just said, okay, let's go. And she goes, well, I thought we were going to have sex. And I said, you said you had a headache. And she goes, well, I didn't mean that we couldn't have sex.
Well, it's not exactly a turn on when you say my head hurts.
Yeah, I just assumed that you were too hungover to enjoy the Bone Zone. Mm. When Fred takes you into the Bone Zone, it's a euphoric experience that requires all your senses to be at top shelf.
Well, speaking of jail, Whitey Bulger, by the way, hospitalized after complaints about chest pains.
Big whoop.
Where apparently there's a ton of cops and everything, making sure that no shenanigans happen.
Good taxpayer money.
You ever heard about these big parties that happen in Vegas?
He's going to go to jail for the rest of his life, but they got to make sure they get him right over to the hospital.
That's right. Come on over. Let's get you the best care available.
Yeah, he's probably getting better care than half of our relatives are getting right now.
Right. Absolutely. Well, there was a Chinese billionaire having the party of the year in Vegas. You ever wanted to know what it would be like if you just had all of the money in the world and you just said, I'm going to be as hedonistic as possible? Well,
yeah,
this guy did it.
It would absolutely suck the day after it was over because you go, that's it.
Yep.
That's what it's all about.
This is pretty nuts. Apparently, it was held at the Wynn Hotel in Las Vegas. All of the celebrities who were invited were told not to take any pictures. There was very strict security. The guy's name, he's a billionaire that's simply referred to as J-Lo, J-A-Y-L-O. Security, they said, was matched only by what you would imagine from the Secret Service. Film, photos, all off limits. There was a unique dress code for everyone who was there. It was either a tux or a red dress. A 300-person VIP-only shindig.
All right, there was no way a real celebrity went to that.
Robert De Niro, Tobey Maguire, Jamie Foxx, Benicio Del Toro, Zach Galifianakis, Britney Spears, Pharrell Williams, Busta Rhymes, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Busta Rhymes?
Somehow he got in there.
Busta Rhymes, wow.
Korean pop sensation Psy, oh, the Gangnam Style guy shows up. Ludacris, Kanye West.
Oh, you know, how much did they must have paid to get Robert De Niro?
Check this out. The normal drink service in most parties is a lot different than this. The complimentary cocktails were entire bottles of Cristal slid across a 24-foot bar carved from solid ice. On
top
of this,
how much did they pay the celebrities, does it say?
Well, it doesn't. Well, here's what it's got. Apparently, by the way, there was a huge indoor Ferris wheel that he got, too. There were 20 Oompa Loompas frolicking throughout the party. While a Cirque du Soleil-style acrobats were performing overhead.
Wait a minute.
They said that at one point...
You like the Oompa Loompa?
Well, why in the world? Why? Why Oompa Loompas?
Because they're cool.
the guy likes Psy.
Seriously.
Okay, so there was a show that went on throughout the whole thing. Would you like to hear the schedule? From 8:30 to 9 were the red carpet arrivals. And then the doors opened at 9. At 10:20, Jamie Foxx welcomed the guests. At 10:30 to 10:45, the Gangnam-style dude, Psy, went up there. Then from 10:50 to 11:05 was Red Foo and the Party Rock crew, which is essentially LMFAO since they broke up. 11:20, Busta Rhymes. 11:35, Q-Tip. 11:55, Pharrell. At 12:10, it was Swiss Beats, Ludacris, and Chris Brown. Then there were fireworks, then Usher, then Kanye West and Jamie Foxx, and then a DJ Chucky set, whatever the hell that means. Now check this out. When it came to singing Happy Birthday, Britney Spears did the honors, after which a friend reportedly presented the birthday boy with a rather unique four-wheeled gift, a Bugatti. Is it called a Veyron? It would say a 1,000-horsepower car, which costs $2.5 million.
1,000-horsepower. Out of all the broads, you get to sing Happy Birthday. You pick Britney Spears?
Yeah,
I was thinking that too.
I'm looking at
Seems
this list.
Seems like a Japanese billionaire in 14-year-old girl clothing.
Isn't she the hottest thing over there now? Britney Spears.
I could think of a million things.
How much?
I could think of a lot of things not involving Robert De Niro, too. How about I have a crew go out, get the hottest girls from every, like, nudie magazine, and the party's me, two friends, and, like, 7,000 girls. That's the party. And maybe Q-Tip can rap. But he's not allowed to talk to any of the girls because they'd like him more than
just
me.
Bring him in, have him do his thing, shuffle him out the back.
Wouldn't it be weird to pay people to hang out with you? Like, wouldn't that whole thing seem weird?
Oh, are you kidding me? He doesn't care.
And, like, Robert De Niro, he doesn't really have a skill that, like, maybe he'll put on, like, a one-man show or something. Are you just paying him to sit at your party?
I guess so.
Tobey Maguire?
DiCaprio was rapping.
Really?
Yeah, rapped on stage with Busta Rhymes, apparently.
Oh, boy, that's pretty cool. He probably learned on the set of Growing Pains.
How funny is it that this Gangnam Style dude is actually like a legitimate huge
make every dollar
now.
You can.
Cinema 600 million views on
make
YouTube.
Make every dollar you can. All right, we'll be right back. Find out what Gresh and Zoe got going on.
Toucher and Rich. Connect on the go.
Listen live.
Comment on the guests.
Show polls.
10 seconds of blur. The Audio Roadshow app. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
All right, the holidays are right around the corner. Are you prepared by getting your best quality sleep? Well, a comfortable bed can make all the difference. It can help you get the quality sleep you need to be at your best for the festivities ahead. Like, the great night's sleep I get on my sleep number bed. Now, my sleep number is a 35, my wife's is a 50, and the sleep number represents the firmness of our mattress. That's right. You got a little remote control, put it right on the bedside table, and blip, 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 you can adjust it. Now, I like my 35, but I have adjusted it a few times when my back was a little bit stiff, and it helped a lot. The exclusive the dual air technology helps you adjust the exact comfort on both sides of the bed. That's right. That's why we can have two different sleep numbers on the same mattress. And there's only one place you'll find the Sleep Number bed, exclusively at a Sleep Number store, where queen mattresses start at just $6.99. And right now, during the semi-annual sleep sale, you could save $500 on the Sleep Number Classic Series Special Edition bed set while supplies last. There's 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide, including the Emerald Square Mall in North Attleboro. Find your Sleep Number there, and be sure to tell them that Rich from 98.5 Sports Up sent you.
Former Boston Mayor Ray Flynn, a Democrat, on why he's voting for Scott Brown.
Well, Scott Brown is a person that I have great admiration for. I've found him to be a regular guy, honest, hardworking, and to be honest with you, I'm a Democrat, but I'm tired of all the polarization, the pettiness, and the bickering. Nothing gets done. Scott is that person that I feel has done a good job for the people of Massachusetts, being that a sincere, independent, honest, hardworking voice.
We're talking to Democrat Ray Flynn, the former mayor of Boston, on why he's voting for Scott Brown.
So I look for somebody who can get things done. You only get things done by working across the aisle. Scott Brown is a person that you can work with. I mean, I've been involved in politics for almost 50 years. That's the name of the game, electing people you can trust. I think that person really is Scott Brown.
I'm Scott Brown, running for the United States Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Scott Brown for U.S. Senate.
Hi, George Martel, Woven Toyota. When you're in the market for a new or certified pre-owned Toyota or service 7 days a week for your existing Toyota, Woven Toyota is the first and only place to go. Serving generations of customers for 45 years at the crossroads of 128 and 93 in Woburn. Always available at WoburnToyota.com.
Let the wow start now.
When disasters like Superstorm Sandy devastate communities, your support helps ensure the American Red Cross is there to provide warm meals, shelter, and hope to families when they need it most. Donate now at redcross.org. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or text Red Cross to 90999 to donate $10. CBS cares.
Today, you're bored sitting on the 750 local train.
But tomorrow, you could be sitting on the 50-yard line with 30 seconds to go in the fourth quarter.
That's because with Xfinity, you can transform your commute into a thrilling last-minute upset. Watch live sports on all of your favorite ESPN networks from anywhere with Watch ESPN. Plus, Xfinity On Demand brings you the best, the most, and the latest movies and shows on any device. Satellite is nothing like this. Switch to the Xfinity Triple Play from Comcast for $89.99 a month for 12 months and get Stream Picks included for a year. Or ask how you can step up and lock in your rate for 2 years and get $250 back. Tomorrow could be awesome if you call today. Xfinity, the future of awesome. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. Offer ends 1-10-13. Restrictions apply. Limited to the starter except Triple Play for new residential customers. After promotion, regular rates apply. 2 year contract required to receive 2 year rate lock and prepaid card. Equipment installation, taxes, and fees extra.
Don't miss Barmakey and Jewelers' huge sale this Thursday through Sunday in Framingham and Nashua, and Thursday through Saturday in Boston. Almost everything's on sale. Engagement rings, wedding bands, watches, diamond jewelry, and more. So get to Barmakey and save. Boston, Framingham, and Nashua. Barmakeyand.com.
Did you know that more than half of all people waiting for organ transplants are minorities? Their best chance for a life-saving transplant comes when we all have signed up to be donors. Join the 100 million registered donors and sign up today. Go to organdonor.gov.
You can count on the 99 restaurants for 9 real-size entrees for just $9.99, like the new delicious New Orleans shrimp. The 99, great meal, great deal.
It's Toucher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Showed her be a change in ways. I met a cheerleader, was a real young breed. Old times I can reminisce. All the best.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
That is... I'm starting to hear more details about this Aerosmith thing, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
It's not just about voting, surprise, surprise. I guess.
No, it's really not at all. It's about voting to buy my new record.
Why are you talking about Aerosmith?
Why are we talking about it?
We're playing a big free show in Austin.
To be fair, I didn't know about it either until... No, I seriously. Well, dude, I was in Maine all weekend, you know, the whole college football thing.
Mm-hmm.
Until a friend of ours... Her husband was a part of the crew that watched the stage overnight. He's a local cop.
Yeah, they apparently practiced by the TD Garden last night.
Yeah, and then my wife got a text from her friend, and her husband was a part of it, and I said, what's going on with Aerosmith? And she did, to me, what you just did to Zoe, which was, huh?
I don't watch the news.
Yeah,
we got kids. Kids shows are always on.
Yeah, it's...
Amen, brother.
This thing that they're doing in Austin at noon... There was predicted, according to one of our texts, I don't doubt it, that there was going to be 100,000 people there. Dolphins down there, there's, what, 1,000? There's, like, no one there.
That's early.
What's it
lunch
for?
Break.
It's they're promoting the new rock and roll album. It's actually to get you out to vote. I guess that's the spin.
Rock the vote.
Well, listen, here's the true story. It says the Music Museum of New England is launching the Boston Music Trail by unveiling the first of several markers honoring sites significant to the musical history of the city.
There's going
to
be two.
The marker will be installed.
Nothing good ever came out of this town.
At 1325 Commonwealth Avenue in Brighton, where Aerosmith lived together and rehearsed, blah, 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 that's where it was. The first phase of the trail involving six locations is being funded by Ernie Bach Jr., of the renowned automotive family to support music education. So there you go. Ernie Bach is involved somehow.
This is the place where Ernie and the Automatics first
They're
played.
Opening for him. They're opening for him.
Well, that would be pretty fun.
Today, this afternoon?
No. So I guess...
Tom Brady's introducing him. You know that? And the Crafts are going to be out there? I'm not kidding you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's what's being reported, at least.
I guess on the Today Show on Friday, Steven Tyler yelled when they went to him with... I guess he dropped the F-bomb.
Yeah.
And then when they went to him, he yelled, "Good morning, America!" Had no idea what show he was on.
I seem to have adjusted my wig in a way that it's affected my memory.
All right.
Hello, Hugh Downs! Just started rolling him out. Oh, my God, that's classic.
So this
Hello, Brady! Sisters get married!
Huh.
What's up with the beaver? Hello, leave it to beaver! My three sons... I'm thinking about getting laid.
All right, what are you guys going to
do? I wrote a million of them. We've faced around 50 shows.
Just stands up there. Archie Bunker?
The courtship of Eddie's father? Don't turn into
the
Hulk.
Was sexy?
Oh,
and you know
no.
what?
The Please don't eat the daisies.
Eddie's father's going to kick my ass and turn green. The sad part about it is he is plenty capable of doing all this. Like, you know, we're clowning around, but he... Arnold from Green Acres was great. Tasted good.
Please don't eat the daisies. Well, hey, Bill Bixby.
Well, the Wildcat is out there.
Yeah, so the Wildcat is?
It's right in the front, yeah. So we'll see if it gets on there. We'll see if Adolfo remembers to hold it up during the show.
All right. Well, what are you gentlemen going to talk about today?
Well,
we have a guy heavier than him on that's going to come on with us today.
Who?
Yes, actually, we do. Wow, that's a good line. I never thought of it that way. The guy who recruited Aqib Talib to Kansas.
The head coach?
Mark Mangino.
Oh, yeah, baby.
So he's going to be on with us at 1 o'clock, and I had a conversation with him on my ride to Maine. No, you know what? He actually speaks pretty well, but, you know, he's down in Naples, Florida. Like, when a Lawrence, Kansas phone number pops up, you're like, this has got to be for an interview. But it was him. And he's a Yinzer like us. I didn't know he was a Western PA guy.
You go downtown.
But he said he's got a lot on Aqib Talib, so that'll be at 1 o'clock. We'll do the no huddle at noon. And we're going to look at whether the Patriots' philosophy, the quote-unquote Patriot way, is evolving, or as Greg Bedard suggested in his column over the weekend, that the Patriots are desperate.
Do you think,
getting a key?
They're certainly desperate, wouldn't you say?
No.
Well,
they're desperate for secondary help. They're
I'd say they're determined. There's two words, desperate and urgency. Desperation and urgency. I think there's a difference between the two.
All right.
And
I think you have to have an urgency right now because how long are you going to have Brady?
Well, I even heard Andy Hart say, with Andy Hart, you guys today, and he said, you know, I wasn't crazy about giving up a fourth round pick. And by the way, I wasn't either. But upon deeper reflection and in looking at how the roster's built, while that currency looks high, there is a method to the madness. Now, whether you think it's evolution or desperation, that's what we'll do on the phones.
Yes. All right. Well, yeah, it also, I guess, depends how long they keep him. But I think if you have Brady, you have a 35-year-old Brady, I don't give a crap about some pick unless you're going to contribute right away.
And real quick, too. We're going to get into some of the Fenway Sports Group signings. They're after a current athlete, and whether this is fan-based or whether this is team-based, whether it's a connection to the Red Sox, we're going to get into that at some point during the show.
All right, you gentlemen, enjoy the 4 hours.
Nice tease. By the way, your mustache is really creepy.
It's horrible.
Are you allowed, like, within 300 feet of schools?
It's way less Tom Selleck and a lot more Freddie Mercury right now.
Yeah, it's more Freddie.
Yeah.
How long does it take to look normal?
This is 5 days, so who knows? I have no idea. I've never just had a mustache.
Yeah, like,
one time me and Freddie Mercury owned a goldfish together.
I can't envision Fred without
one. We went half his.
Our Fred looks, and he's had that for a while.
This is for Movember, by the way. And by the way, you can join my team, Rich's Flavor Savers. I believe it's us.movember.com. Search Rich's Flavor Savers. It raises money for prostate cancer and men's health awareness. So there you go.
One time, Freddie Mercury and I woke up in a hole.
All right.
It took us 6 months to find our way home.
All right. You guys could stay here till 11 if you want.
No.
All right. Then I can have another meeting.
That'll do it for us. Everyone have a good day. Bye.
This is the home of the game. WBZ-FM and HD1. Boston. The Patriots. The Patriots. The Patriots. Play here. 98.5. The Sports Hub.